This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so the second piece of that Mnuchin quote that deserves a second look is the bit where he said the United States is going to arbitrarily impose tariffs, which is not the way it works. Marketplace's Andy Euler's on that one.
Despite what the Treasury Secretary said in Davos, this administration can't arbitrarily impose taxes on whatever it wants. The imposition of tariffs on any foreign goods for national security reasons falls under Section 232 of the Trade Expansion Act.
There is a procedure for going through Section 232 and claiming national security.
That's Emily Blanchard. She's an economics professor at Dartmouth College. She says the argument the Trump administration put forward back in May of last year was unprecedented in U.S. trade policy.
That automobiles are a national security issue because they are important for the U.S. economy, and U.S. economic security is part of the broader national security.
The administration produced a report on why auto imports threaten national security, but the White House has refused to release the report to Congress, saying it would limit the administration's ability to negotiate further trade deals with Europe, Japan, and others. Jamie Butters at Automotive News says, in theory, he could see national security claims for auto imports.
If we imported all of our vehicles and we didn't have the ability to manufacture vehicles anymore, then we would be at a disadvantage from a defense standpoint.
But he says that's a tough line to walk given how globally intertwined the auto industry has become. And Emily Blanchard at Dartmouth says that's exactly why any auto tariffs would hurt American workers.
It's going to ripple up and down the supply chain to parts producers and then to further parts purchasers.
And ultimately, to the people buying those cars, the American consumer. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.